Swiggle's life has just been his life. Not good, not bad. Extremes haven't factored into that life in the least. The town, so trim and neatly barbered, has never especially depressed him, much less enraged him. He has always greeted whomever he meets with exactly the same bland daily smile. Yet Squiggle has harbored the thrilling suspicion that, should he dare to, he could flip out or even calmly raise himself up and over those fences, these carefully tended lawns and clapboards and serried shingles, this roadbed tar with its shimmers of heat, and into a wider field of view and sense. Tonight's the night he'll try. The summer evening lisps at him by way of the winds, and the winds have words that he can't make out, at least not yet. The grasses below in a pasture he's known, if only in dream, persistently whisper their cryptic articulations of a language he craves, no matter his past, in which the neighbors have always believed that Squiggle heard rumors spread by a world they never imagined and never will. Of course, their claim that they've acted for Squiggle's own good in doing their best to stop him from hearing too clearly what? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Indeed, it's the very unknowing that moves him, that dots what had been the night's blank slate with stars, exquisite punctuations of a sweet, exciting, drawn-out sentence he's flying to hear, a sentence transforming the very waves of the lake, the mountains, those stolid mountains, to vessels of light. The landscape is suddenly lit from within. Squiggle's smile turns to open grin.